SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Coming up in our program today, Education Minister urges parents to save for children's tertiary education. And later, a glimpse of Jamaica. This is Roundabout JA. Do stay with us. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging parents to begin saving towards their children's tertiary education from an early stage.
My advice to parents is that they should start saving for their child's tertiary education from grade 7, if not before. Put down $500 a month if that is what you can afford, because the power of compounding will make it a tidy sum by the time that child reaches 18.
The minister was speaking at the recent COK Solidarity Cooperative Credit Union blast-off at the Mona Visitors Lodge under the theme, Passion, Time for Growth. Minister Thwaites says while approximately 14.6% of the Education Ministry's budget has been allocated to fund tertiary students this year, it is unrealistic to expect the government to support funding in its entirety. The ministry has set aside $138 million this financial year to provide grants and scholarships to more than 2,000 beneficiaries. Additional sums are also expended each year to provide support for needy students. Approximately 1,000 students were assisted over the last 3 academic years. Minister Thwaites advises tertiary students to opt for part-time study programs that allow them to earn all or part of their tuition fees. And persons are being reminded that the application period for the Students Loan Bureau for the 2015-2016 academic year starts on February 16, ending May 29.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free. That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Vision 2030 will seek to ensure that adequate and high-quality tertiary education is provided with emphasis on the interface with work and school. It will also seek to expand mechanisms to provide access to education and training for all, including unattached youth. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. The company's office of Jamaica's mobile team will be in central Jamaica. On Monday, January 26, they'll be at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church in St. Elizabeth from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Tuesday at the Junction Branch Library from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They will be facilitating business name applications and business name renewals, new company registration, and outstanding company documents. Now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
There are two types of cassavas. They have the bitter and the sweet cassava. The bitter cassava, now it was, it could only be used to make pudding or bami. But I was told that it has a poisonous substance in there, and that can be extracted by grating the item and leaving it overnight to drain. The powdery substance was used to make bamis. And then also the pudding, we used to call it pon at that time, because the finish would be a very hard substance. Nobody eat that with some chocolate tea, and that could keep it for the whole day.
And remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica. Just send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-35904. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.